I'm so excited to dive into this one, because Tether is making a massive, strategic push straight into the heart of the traditional U.S. financial system. They're actually targeting the incredible $11 trillion annual payroll market.
It's a fascinating move. To make it happen, they've just poured $7 million into Pact Labs. The goal is quite clear: integrate USAT, their U.S. dollar-pegged stablecoin, directly into mainstream corporate payroll workflows.
And honestly, it's a breath of fresh air. This is a direct challenge to all that legacy banking infrastructure. By leaning on blockchain, they're looking to completely wipe out those high costs, painfully slow processing times, and all those hidden intermediary fees that just plague traditional payroll systems.
Exactly. And the core argument here is quite compelling. Payroll is arguably the ideal real-world use case for stablecoins. Unlike speculative trading or even remittances, payroll involves recurring, high-volume transactions that touch nearly every single employed person.
That's the beautiful part. By weaving USAT into this ecosystem, Tether isn't just chasing hype. They're building a sticky, utility-driven demand for digital dollars. Plus, they're quietly onboarding millions of new users into self-custody and DeFi without forcing them through the usual friction of traditional crypto exchanges.
Which brings us to the asset itself. USAT is being specifically positioned as an enterprise-grade solution. Unlike their flagship USDT, USAT is fully backed by U.S. treasuries and held in regulated custody. That makes it a much more compliant and transparent option for institutional and corporate adoption.
I love how straightforward the actual mechanism is, too. Employers simply deposit fiat to purchase USAT, and then smart contracts instantly distribute it straight into employees' digital wallets. It's so seamless.
And from the employee side, the flexibility is notable. They can hold the stablecoin, convert it back to local fiat, or just spend it directly using crypto debit cards. This completely removes the requirement for traditional bank accounts, which is a significant win for unbanked populations and companies managing global or remote teams.
It really does feel like a step toward a more inclusive financial future. But we have to be realistic. Despite those clear operational advantages, there are definitely some critical hurdles left to clear.
Absolutely. The primary challenge is regulatory compliance. Slipping digital assets into the U.S. payroll framework isn't easy. It requires carefully navigating complex IRS tax withholding rules and Department of Labor guidelines.
And then there's the human element. Widespread adoption really hinges on overcoming those psychological barriers around crypto volatility, plus actually educating non-crypto native HR departments and CFOs. It's going to take patience and clear communication.
Right. For this to gain mainstream acceptance, the technology absolutely must operate seamlessly behind the scenes. If the average worker or business owner has to actively manage blockchain, it will struggle to scale.
So, what's the big picture here? I think the critical takeaway is that Tether is strategically evolving. They're moving far beyond just being a stablecoin issuer into becoming a major provider of global financial infrastructure.
Precisely. By targeting payroll first, they're stress testing a scalable model. If it works, it could eventually transform other traditional sectors, like real estate and supply chain finance.
It's incredibly promising. If Tether and Pact Labs can successfully bridge those regulatory requirements with truly user-friendly technology, this initiative could fundamentally reshape how businesses handle compensation. It finally aligns the future of pay with the increasingly digital and borderless nature of modern work.